1980s, our next guest burst on the scene with four top 10 hits, a couple of number ones, and a number one album. Tiffany's back, and here's a little taste of some new music with a re-recorded version of her number one version of the Tommy James song, I Think We're Alone Now, part of a double-sided release, along with Hey Baby.
Sooner be in. That's what they say.
The new single out now and the album Shadows coming soon. To talk more about it, we are pleased to be joined this afternoon by Tiffany. Hello, Tiffany. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Love the new music. I had a chance to listen to Hey Baby over the weekend and the new version of I Think We're Alone Now. You sound great.
Oh, well, thanks. I love the new version of I Think We're Alone Now. It's got a little bit of edge, a little bit of sass. Like me now. And Hey Baby, the new single is just such a great front runner for the Shadows album. It's really something we've been working on now. Well, we're a year late releasing it because COVID, but it's right on time, actually, because I think it's going to be great now having a green light that I'm going to be touring June 5th. Tiffany Tunes, everybody, we start our tour. So wish me good vibes on that one. You know, we've been just waiting for it all to come together and for it to be safe enough to do, you know, the touring and everything we've planned. So it's great to get the green light. And Hey Baby is the front runner single for the Shadows album. And it's fun. I mean, it's like a little wink back to the 80s, little punk vibe to it, you know, little Ramones, little Go-Go's, little Tiffany. So it's all the things I love wrapped up in one.
I love the opening. Love those drums to get it started, let you know right away that this is going to be a new sound, a very contemporary sound, but as you mentioned, some echoes of the past.
I think so. I mean, 80s music was fun, you know, so I wanted to bring that element into everything I'm doing now. But it, again, it's got the edgy guitars, it's got the very modern sound, so it doesn't date it. You know, it brings it up all right here to what's happening now. And it really is a new sound for me, which I'm thrilled. You know, again, Shadows is like a really high-energy album. So we're going to rock it full band June 5th. I'm very excited about that. We'll be doing some, well, I'm very excited because L.A. Dunn's few of the members will be joining me as band members. So I'm very excited because that's the second single. People will be like, what, Tiffany and L.A. Dunn? But, you know, that's the energy of this album. Behind the scenes, I've been really working and meeting new people and growing and, you know, performing and all things prior to COVID. We were just, the momentum was crazy and just getting great reviews as a performer and a songwriter. So I've been working hard behind the scenes. And I think, you know, we always kind of go, ah, our plans got changed and all these things happened and what the world stopped. But, you know, it now looking at it, it's really right on time. I think everybody's ready to, like, resume their life. Resume summer, have a good time. As long as we're safe and keep doing the right things, we can get a little of that energy back and that good time back. So I'm so excited to be right on time with that, have the new album being released now and have the new single Hey Baby out.
A terrific video, too, for the new version of I Think We're Alone Now. Where did you shoot that?
I shot that in L.A. Well, that's the original vision video was shot in L.A. So we had to go back home to my hometown, of course. But on this video, it was fun because I got to take you to my high school, to the studio where we first recorded I Think We're Alone Now. So a little bit more information, a little bit more behind the scenes.
We're talking with Tiffany here on Downtown. Is it true that maybe the first song you learned to sing was Delta Dawn when you were only 4 years old?
The first song that I really learned to sing was Devil Woman, actually. And then that was my second song that I actually learned the whole song. And yes, I sang it everywhere I went. I drove my parents nuts. I'm so glad that, it, you know, all of it worked out because I tortured my family. I just didn't shut up. I loved to sing. And, you know, my grandmother and my mom would always be like, oh, babe, let's get you a cookie or something. Yeah. But, I mean, it was just something that no one else in my family is a musician. And so, you know, it just kind of came out of nowhere, something I was meant to be. And I'm lucky, again, later on, everybody started to support it when they just realized, she really wants to do this. We don't know what to do with that. But, they were very supportive. Again, my family just didn't know anything about the music industry. So this was all completely meant to be and organic, how it all, you know, ended up happening.
I was a big fan of Hoyt Axton. Can you talk about the role Hoyt and his mother May played in your career?
It's funny. I was just talking about Hoyt last night to a friend of mine and telling them about a little bit of Nashville, and I live in Nashville as well, so currently, and we were just talking about the past and my history, and Hoyt Axton was so instrumental in my early career. I mean, you know, I got the record deal at 14, but I've been doing this since I was 9 professionally. So Hoyt was one of the first people, again, my parents not knowing anything about the music industry. They left country music, and my stepdad just basically stood outside the bus with Hoyt every time he would come to town to L.A. and just say, you know, my daughter's a singer. I don't know what I'm doing. Can you give me advice? And one day he really got, you know, Hoyt's ear, and Hoyt invited me up on stage. And then that was it. You know, he connected me with his mom. I went to Nashville for the first time when I was 10. I didn't end up recording as a country singer because the material was just too, what do you sing at 10 in country music? So, you know, so they kept encouraging me. But, you know, I ended up getting a pop deal at 14. But, no, Hoyt was the first one to sit on the bus with my dad and give him some good advice and to really take me under his wing. So I'm always going to love him.
You have the ability to sing so many styles and different genres. I really enjoy the music you made on your album, The Color of Silence.
Oh, thank you. I think that was the first, look into my future. You know, The Color of Silence, we really worked hard. Tim McFeehan, he really, you know, worked hard with me to kind of turn that corner. Before that, I was doing, you know, mostly like pop stuff, some dance stuff that I'd written, and we were having a blast with it. But I always wanted more of that edge to get back to even the 9-year-old girl that was like singing Stevie Nicks going, I want to be a rock singer, you know. And I'm forever grateful of my start, and I think we're low now. But obviously, any musician or any artist wants to, you know, start to live on the path of what they also think and project was their next growth spurt. So for me, it was more getting to a little bit more of a rock base. And Color of Silence got great reviews, from Billboard and one of the best albums of 2000. So it just all this like, you know, praise and amen of the hard work behind the scenes and everybody who believed in me. You know, I couldn't ask for more. It was like, yes, I'm on the right path. This is awesome. So just keep going. My fans have always believed in me, and they're, you know, which I love, and they've always supported me in things that are genuine from the heart. So they know with my music, anything I'm writing or anybody I'm involved with, you know, I'm really excited about it, and I love that they're really, you know, they're open-minded. So, you know, Color Silence really kind of laid the base for that. I think now with Shadows coming out, you're going to really see the next growth spurt, all the different things in between, that the new people in my life, the punk, you know, references that my producer's bringing, just all of that stuff that I've always loved, just, you know, magnified by 10 now. So it all makes sense. I love it.
A limited edition vinyl picture disc has both Hey Baby and the new recording of I Think We're Alone Now, and the album Shadows coming soon. We wish you good luck with the single Hey Baby and with the album. Tiffany, thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you so much. Take care.